What does it mean to be fluent in the issues that will change how we think about business? This is Ashley Marchand-Orme.
And this is Erin Essenmacher. And we're proud to announce the launch of NACD's first ever podcast, Future Fluency,
where we talk to leading edge experts who challenge us with the latest thinking on topics like how bias affects decision making.
The problem here is not that people are never rational, it's that we have the wrong definition of what it means to be rational.
The links between innovation and inclusion.
The same things that drive inclusion actually also drive innovation. It's exactly the same thing because it's all about unlocking what people keep inside and sharing it with the group to generate better outcomes. The single biggest thing you can do to make your organization more inclusive is actually not on the hiring side. It's on the environment you create on the inside.
And making sense of how social and demographic shifts are shaping the business landscape.
America has changed demographically and will continue to change demographically. We are seeing a much more diverse populace, not just here in New York City where we're sitting, but also in places like Idaho and the middle of Oklahoma.
Cultural competency is an understanding that in a global environment, increasingly global business environment, that we have to be aware of the fact that there's some real value in having people who can look at things from the various different perspectives.
The communities that you are serving, the communities for whom you are creating services and products, are much more diverse themselves. The communities that your workplace is, where they reside, are much more diverse than they have ever been across many different lines. So that's another way in which diversity and inclusion is here to stay. It's going to be part of the future of America. It is the future of America.
For this and more great content, subscribe to Future Fluency.